Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Number 7 is Lucky in the City of Lights. Round 7 is a special night at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, celebrating military night before an enthusiastic, rowdy, and deeply patriotic crowd. For the first time in pro rodeo history, an Australian cowboy has earned the prestigious Bill Linderman Memorial Award. It is our honor to bring you round winners, average race shakeups, world title updates, and exclusive interviews with Jess Pope, Statler Wright, Dylan, and Dawson Graham. Bareback riding go round number 7. Jesse Pope of Kansas and Foxhole Gunner, a bucking horse of the Pete Carr Rodeo Company from Texas, turned it on to an 88-point ride to win the round. Wacy Shalop from Arapahoe, Oklahoma, is the best on 7. Rocker Steiner is number 1 in the world standings with 3 rounds to go. 22 world champ, a bona fide cowboy. Big win number 7 is good in the City of Lights.
Yes, sir, it is. Had Foxhole Gunner tonight at Pete Carr Pro Rodeos, and he was kind of a fight going across there when he circled around there to the left. Had to let it all hang out and keep scratching, but I was pretty dang blessed and happy to have him.
Team Justin, Jess Pope, Kansas in the winner's circle.
Yes, sir.
Steer wrestling. Chance Howard, Cherokee from Oklahoma, has won a little bit of money this week. He is 15th in the average and 15th in the world. Rowdy Parrott of Louisiana won the round with a 4-second time. Tucker Allen of California is number 1 on the average. Will Loomis, number 1 in the world standings. In the team roping, Navajo Derek Begay from Arizona with his partner Coulter Todd were 4.4 seconds, no money, yet they are 7th in the aggregate, 10th in the world standings. Tanner Tomlinson is the number 1 header in the standings. Jade Corkill is the number 1 heeler in the standings. Him and his partner Clint Summers are number 1 in the average, representing Florida and Nevada. Brothers Dawson and Dylan Graham of Canada won a round for the 2nd time this week with a quick 3.5 second time team roping. Canadian brothers in the winner's circle tonight, round number 7 in the City of Lights. Dylan, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. Pretty glad to be here.
Dawson, tell us about what it feels like to ride that victory lap.
You never know what could happen. We could win 2nd or 3rd pretty easily. You don't matter how fast you are, they can beat you here.
We got good horses and good friendship, and we're a good team together.
Absolutely. Congratulations on a big win tonight in the City of Lights.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Saddle bronc riding, Ogallala Lakota. Zach Dallas of New Mexico was 84 points. No money in round 7, but he's 7th in the average and prestigiously 10th in the world standings. Utah's Statler Wright won his 3rd round of the week with an 89 3/4 point ride above a bucking horse, Talk Derby to Me, from the Flying U Rodeo Company of California. Canada's Zeke Thurston is number 1 in the average, looking for his 5th world title. Rider Wright, number 1 in the world standings, a battle for his 4th. 3 round wins at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Statler Wright, talk about that horse.
Yeah, shoot, that horse gave me every opportunity to win tonight, and I really just had to bear down and really set my feet when that horse was blowing in the air, and it seems like I did my part and that horse did it, and that's why we're standing here with you. To win any round at this place, it's super special, let alone to win 3 of them. I feel like I'm riding it the best I ever rode, and I don't know, just hopefully to continue to capitalize on things and keep rolling.
Keep rolling. God bless.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tie down roping, Joel Harris of Texas was a fast 7.5 second time. He won $36,667. That is what first pays for every round of the 10 in every event. Riley Webb from Texas is number 1 in the aggregate or average. The fastest on 10 will win $94,035. He is presently number 1 in the world standings. In the barrel racing, Haley Gibson Stillwell of Red Crest, California was a 13.45 second time in the cloverleaf pattern on a horse named Piper. Cassie Maury of Texas is number 1 in the world with 3 rounds to go defending her title. A whopping 90 and a half point ride. Blue Duck of the McCoy Rodeo Company from Oklahoma took Oregon's T.J. Gray to the victory lap. Stetson Wright is number 1 bull rider in the world standings and all-around champions, an unprecedented $684,000. To his credit, with 3 rounds to go at the 67th annual. Stay tuned right here for continuing coverage of all of the excitement of the 2025 PRCA Wrangler NFR World Title Races, brought to you on the Native Voice One Radio Network.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.